And my teeth are in my
gum. Mouth?
Oh.
I don't know.
It's all right. I wanted to get that one later anyway. And these are my these things are my
uppers?
Or
teeth?
And one of them is just one
tooth.
Okay, and this is my hand, this is my
palm.
These are my two
fists.
And an elbow is not a bone, it's a
cartilage?
Or
joint?
Man is supposed to be strong if he can grow hair on his
chest.
Got hair on my chest. He also has big, strong
shoulders.
And in fact, you describe him as pretty
muscular.
Or quite a another way of saying muscular. He's
strong?
Call him stout?
Well, strong is not necessarily muscular.
Stout doesn't.
No, stout doesn't signify muscular. Huh? Stout, in my consideration, stout is fleshy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course, stout and strong is related. It's still related there.
Little old lady gets around pretty well for her age. You say she's
she's doing pretty well.
She's quite
quite spry for her age.
Or she's
that's the way my mother is.
Your mother, motherhood?
Yes, she'll be 85.
She a native of this this area too?
No, she's from Decatur.
I see. Uh-huh. And somebody asked you to walk through the cemetery, and you said, oh, no, I'm
afraid or scared. Afraid, I guess.
I got them both. you say, well, there was a time when you weren't afraid. You say you used to be afraid, and the opposite of that would be saying you did used to be
afraid. I didn't used to be afraid.
Man who accidentally drops a match in the forest and starts a fire, he'd say, is a pretty
person. That was a pretty crazy thing to do.
He's a very
careless man.
Mm-hmm. Would you give me a word that means either odd or unusual? Something pretty unusual going on. They're pretty another word for odd or unusual, or strange, pretty.
Well, these astronauts are flying.
No, another word for the same thing, for odd.
Queer?
Yeah, queer.
Queer? I didn't get just what you meant.
Does that mean the same thing as odd, unusual? Queer means about the same thing.
Well, I think people are queer sometimes.
People.
They're odd.
And refers more to people. Okay. Your wife wants you to do something and you don't want to do it, and she says to you, don't be so
silly.
Don't be so you won't do it. You absolutely will not change your mind. And she wants you to change your mind. She says, well, don't be so
stubborn.
Stubborn, huh?
I didn't find that.
Okay. A person who gets